from what I understand, the comprehensive designations for the standards-based system are exceeds mastery, mastery, partial mastery, or non-mastery. What exactly does the standards-based system look at?
It looks actually at particular standards that are given to us by the Common Core. It's more specific to what the child actually has mastered as far as their learning and things that they might be having trouble with. I'll give you, for instance, say a child is in math on a traditional report card for math for the 9 weeks or the 6 weeks when you bring it home. You know, you'd get the traditional letter grade, a B. Say the child brings home a C for whatever. I mean, really, what does a parent know about that child? They would probably think that they're just an average math student. When they get a standards-based report card home, math is broken up by the concepts that were actually taught that 9 weeks. So say they went over multiplication, they might have covered division that 9 weeks, they may have even covered fractions in a 9 weeks period. That parent would actually know whether the child mastered the multiplication, say two-digit multiplication, whether they mastered, you know, division as well, and maybe they have a partial mastery on fractions. So it is much more information that a parent's getting instead of just, in math, my child got a C. He's an average math student. And there is a lot of things that go into a traditional grade that we've taken out by using this standards-based method. In a typical type grade, there's a lot of non-academic factors that could go in a traditional type grade, such as attitude of a child, responsibility, respect the child has, work habits, and things like that. We do think those are important to teach, but we were in a standards-based system, you report those out separately. They don't actually affect the academic or knowledge grade that a child's receiving over a standard.
So what's a report card going to look like then?
Right now, it is basically we've taken the standards and we've put those English and language arts and math standards and from the Common Core, and we've reworded those in type of parent-friendly terms for ICANN statements, but not only for the parent, for the student to be able to explain the report card to the parent. Specifically, you know, I can write a poem. I can, write a story using dialogue. It'll be specific to the standards. It'll probably be a page to 2 pages long, but not everything will be indicated. It's just whatever that 9 weeks, it'll be reported out. And teachers will make comments particular to the child's learning.
So how does this affect a teacher's daily workload and how they approach teaching each individual student?
I wish you could talk to a teacher about that, but I will tell you, I've met with them several times, and they were here yesterday, and we were talking. They have completely had to rethink what they're doing in the classroom. They have rewritten the majority of their assessments that they use. They have had to rethink what the purpose of homework is for. They're using more formative assessments, daily assessments in the classroom to determine whether or not a child knows the objective for the day, whatever that you know target was for the learning that day. They do an assessment that day in class. It could be a quiz or anything, and it doesn't necessarily count for a grade. It is really so the teacher knows if the child knows.
What happens if at the end of the school year there's a student who may have mastered 3 out of 4 skill sets or areas, but that fourth one they've just been trying all year and it just hasn't worked? Do you then move that on to the next year, or do you backtrack?
That's where teachers will use their professional, you know, training that they've had, and they will actually go in and discuss individual students and discuss, you know, the next year it could be that in order to retain a student, it would have to be that we would think that it is going to be in that student's, you know, very best interest. There would have to be lots of things that they did not master in order to retain, because the next year that could be a skill that next year with reteaching and things that they can go on. I'm not saying that every child under this system masters everything. We try to get them to mastery and we give them more chances. But, of course, it's very typical for us to send through a traditional grading system. If we were continued to do that, you know, definitely we send kids on that have D's. You know, you can have straight D's, and it's not an F, and we send you on. It's definitely better than our old system because we may have partial mastery, but if we do send them on, we definitely have conversations with that next grade level teacher.
And eventually you're going to be putting this into place for all of your elementary schools. If it's an effective way to grade students and an effective way to evaluate students, is there any chance that you're going to be moving this up to the middle grades, to high school as well?
Well, actually, I can't comment on that. I think our charge right now is to get it implemented into the elementary schools. That's our focus, and to get it done correctly.
It's kind of interesting, I think, that Kentucky has no regulation or law mandating what kind of grading system schools can use. It's totally up to local discretion.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it makes me wonder, why aren't more school districts doing this? You know, there are a handful who are putting it into place, but not everybody's doing it.
I think you will probably see more going in that direction. I just know from the buzz about it now with what's going on in Marshall County, we've gotten several school districts in the state have contacted us for information. I was a middle school teacher, so I had the traditional mindset. And it took me lots of time hearing about standards-based grading, the theory behind it, before I was sold on the whole process of it. But once you change that mindset and you educate teachers on why this is good for kids, and that's huge in itself, just educating teachers to change a habit and a belief that we've had for so long, that traditional grading, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. We all had that mindset, but we had never actually put grading under a microscope to look at it. So not a teacher's fault or anybody, but I think it's just come into light that we really need to focus on what grading, you know, why are we grading? What's the purpose of a grade?
One thing I'm wondering about is how students are feeling about this, because I've read one argument for standards-based grading is that the traditional letter-based grading has a stigma attached to it. For example, I'm thinking, you know, a student gets all A's except for one class, let's say math, which is a problem for a lot of students, that he or she gets a D in that class, and then the student will think, oh, I'm stupid because I got a D in math. Are you worried that this might carry over to the new system? They see a lot of non-mastery or partial mastery, and they'll think, oh, well, I'm stupid. I don't get that. How are you working on that issue?
I think it allows for us to do interventions much quicker than we would have done them. Let's just take, for instance, a traditional classroom. I use myself because as a middle school teacher, we would take notes. We might have a quiz, you know, at the end of the week on Friday, and our unit might last 3 weeks to get that done. And I would take some grades. I'd take some homework grades along the way. But I don't think I ever specifically looked and thought, oh, goodness, you know, this child didn't do well. I need to go to him today and fix that and work with that child. As far as the student's chance, they're going to have multiple opportunities to show that they master something, and that's different than in the past. You know, they took one summative exam, and that was it, and that's your grade, and we're moving on. Either you didn't get it or you got it. That is not the mindset now. And like I said, we may not catch everybody to mastery, but we definitely will catch more this way than we were in the past.
Abby Griffey, Marshall County Schools Elementary Instruction Supervisor, thank you for talking with me.
Thank you. I appreciate it.